Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great weekend. Now, can you believe it? It's finally here. It's Christmas week. I'll bet for some of you, it feels like you've been waiting forever. December is one of those weird months where, for adults, it seems to fly by, but for the kids, it feels like the longest month of the year. Have you ever been waiting for something so long, it starts to feel like the thing you're waiting for is never going to happen? Maybe you've stood in a really long line at a theme park or at a store that feels like it's going nowhere. Maybe one day you didn't eat enough for breakfast and you're sitting in class or at work starving and it feels like lunch is years away. Waiting can be hard, right? Especially when we're so excited about the thing we're waiting for. One word that gets used to describe this feeling is anticipation. Have you ever heard that word? It's actually one that gets used during Advent a lot. Remember, Advent is the season we're currently in where we prepare our hearts for Christmas so that we can get the most out of it. Advent is a season of waiting, but as we've seen together over the last few weeks, it isn't just waiting around, doing nothing, counting down the days. Each week has had a theme. We started with hope, and then we focused on peace. Last week, we dove into joy. And as we explored these themes, we didn't just think about them, but we looked for ways to live them out. Getting active can help pass the time. In our family, sometimes we all get home from school and work, and dinner is still an hour or more away. We could just sit on the couch and watch TV or scroll on our devices, but oftentimes, we go for a walk together, or play catch in the backyard, or build Legos, or pull weeds in our garden boxes. These kinds of activities aren't just good ways to pass the time, but they're good for our bodies, minds, and our relationships with each other as well. Now, don't get me wrong, I love a good veg-out session on the couch, and some days that's just what we need. But getting some fresh air or doing something that lets us connect as a family leaves me feeling great. And before you know it, it's time to eat. As you found ways to incorporate hope, peace, and joy into your rhythms these last couple weeks, hopefully it's helped not only pass the time, but got you thinking about the meaning of Christmas and how we can share the spirit of the season with others. There's something else you can do when you feel like you're having to wait forever, and that is, look for signs that the thing you're waiting for is actually coming. So, for example, at the end of the summer, I am so tired of being hot and sweaty, and I just want autumn to be here. What kinds of signs could I look for that fall is coming? Well, I could look closely at the leaves and see if any of them have started to change colors. I could go to the store and see all of the back-to-school stuff on sale. Or how about this, when you're really hungry for dinner, what are some signs you could look for that dinner is coming? You could see if the table's been set. You could take a big whiff and see if you can smell anything cooking. Or you could look for a timer in the kitchen that might be counting down to when dinner will be ready. Why don't you take a minute together as a family and name some of the signs that Christmas is actually coming? You could look around your house or apartment, or you could think of things you've seen around your town. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I'll bet you were able to come up with a bunch. Some that I thought of are the fact that school is out, there are decorations up everywhere, and we even have a few presents under our tree already. When we meet back together tonight, we'll talk about how God used signs to let people know that Christmas was coming. For now, let's end our time together in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that Christmas is so close. While it may feel like we've been waiting for a long time and we still have a few days to go, there are signs all around us that Christmas is coming and that you love us. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tonight.